Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Okay, good to be here with you this morning. And I'm very happy to have here Danny, who will be translating for me today in Chinese. And we hope to do this very first message in dual language. So looking forward to your feedback afterwards. And I hope that it will be a blessing to what we share with you this morning. The Lord's laid on my heart to talk about Daniel. And today I've entitled my message, Daniel, A Life of Integrity That Brings Glory to God. So let's open in a word of prayer first, shall we? Lord, we commit to you this morning's message. Thank you again for the privilege of declaring your word and to sharing the good news to everyone here this morning. Pray for your help for Danny for translating and for myself, that both of us will be speaking your words of truth, Father. And we pray for your help this morning in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So, the purpose of this message is to encourage each of us to think about how we can live with integrity and why it is important to keep ourselves from being defiled by the world.
这次消息的目的呢,是为了鼓励大家来想一想如何过诚实与正义的生活。而为什么我们不应该让这个世界影响到我们的生活?
With the hope that this would bring glory to God and cause people around us to praise and honor the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们希望这一次的消息能鼓励你们为上帝的荣耀而活，而且让别人看到上帝的荣耀，并且赞扬与荣耀我们主耶稣。I
would like to take a look at the life of the prophet Daniel in the Old Testament.
我们来看一看先知但以理的生命在旧约里面。The
Lord Jesus confirmed Daniel as the author of this book in Matthew chapter 24, verse 15.
耶稣在马太福音24章第15节已经确定了但以理的确是但以理书的创作者。I
find Daniel inspiring because he was committed to honoring and following God his entire life, even as a teenager when he was captured as a prisoner and exiled to Babylon, a foreign and idolatrous country.
但以理对上帝的荣耀与坚持给我很大的鼓舞。 但以理一生跟随上帝，甚至从他还是一个青年人的时候，他就开始跟随上帝了。当他被巴比伦人抓起来到一个邪恶的国家当囚犯时，他也继续跟随上帝。His
integrity caused many subsequent foreign kings to praise and honor the living God.
他的诚实与正义的生活影响到了许多其他国家的君王，导致他们给上帝尊敬和赞扬。
In chapter 6, we learn of the famous story how Daniel was rescued by God from being killed by lions after he was maliciously accused of disobeying the king's command.
在但以理书第六章，我们可以看到一个非常有名的故事：但以理因为不服国王，不服从国王的命令，然后他被别人指控，被扔进了一个狮子坑，但是上帝拯救了他。So
he was put into a lion's den overnight, but God shut the mouths of the lions and kept them away from attacking Daniel.
他被关在狮子坑里一个晚上，但是上帝呢，让狮子们不能开口，并且让他不能靠近但以理，伤害他。In
the morning, when King Darius went to the den, and when Daniel was pulled out of the lion's den unharmed, King Darius issued the following decree to everyone in his kingdom.
到了早上，但以理被带出了狮子坑，但是他完全的安全无恙，一点小伤都没有受。大流士王呢，给他王国里所有人下了一条法令。让我们来看但以理书第六章。So
let's open our Bibles, please, to Daniel chapter 6.
但以理书第六章。And
we'll read together verse 25 to 28.
从第25节到第28节。
Then Darius the king wrote to all the peoples, nations, and men of every language who were living in all the land, May your peace abound. I make a decree that in all the dominion of my kingdom, Men are to fear and tremble before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and enduring forever, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed, and his dominion will be forever. He delivers and rescues and performs signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, who has also delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So Daniel enjoyed success in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian.
那是大流士王传旨，晓谕在全地各方各国各族的人说，愿你们大享平安。现在我降旨晓谕我所统辖的全国人民，要在但以理的神面前I can't read it, my eyesight's not good. 我看不到，胆战恐惧，因为他是永远长存的活神，他的国永不败坏，他的权柄永存无极，他庇护人，搭救人，在天下地下行神迹奇事，救了但以理脱离狮子的口。如此这但以理当大流士王在位的时候和波斯王居鲁士在位的时候大享亨通。
King Darius, who issued this decree, was the new king that just recently conquered Babylon and took over the kingdom from the previous king, Belshazzar.
这个王大流士呢，他刚刚征服了巴比伦国，所以他是新的国王，他代替了伯沙撒王。
King Darius was the king of the Medes and Persians, which is known today as the country of Iran.
所以大流士王呢是波斯和马代的王，现在我们叫那一块地区伊朗。
King Belshazzar, who was just killed by Darius in the previous chapter 5, was the king of Babylon, which is today known as Iraq.
伯沙撒王呢是巴比伦的王，他刚在第五章呢被杀死了，现在的巴比伦呢是伊拉克。
So in chapter 6, the story begins as Darius, the new king, is looking for some good satraps or local governors to help him manage the new kingdom that he just conquered.
所以呢，在第六章我们的故事就开始了。大流士王正在寻找一些管理者帮他管理他的新王国。
And it ends with this amazing decree by Darius that we just read.
然后他颁发他的新法令后呢，故事结束。
So can you imagine the supreme leader in Iran today writing this letter to all the people in his country?
你可以想象吗？现在伊朗的最高领袖对他的国家展示这一法令。
That his people are to fear and tremble before the God of Daniel.
人们要敬畏但以理的上帝。
Because he is the living God and enduring forever.
因为他是永远长存的活神。
His kingdom will not be destroyed.
他的国永不败坏。
He delivers and rescues.
他庇护人，搭救人。
And performs signs and wonders in heaven and on earth.
在天上地下行神迹奇事。
So in short, Darius recognized that the Lord is the one true God. His kingdom will last forever.And he is the God that saves.
我们简单来说，大流士王认识到了我们的上帝但以理的上帝是唯一真实的上帝，他的王国永不败坏，他是唯一能救赎的人，神。
Wouldn't it be wonderful if our lives would cause non-believers to come to the same conclusion?
如果我们的生命能让其他人也这样想的话，那多么美好。
So, let's take a closer look at Daniel's character and his behavior and see what we can learn from him.
让我们仔细看看我们能从但以理的性格和表现中能学习到什么。
In chapter 1, we learned that the king of Babylon, equivalent to today's Iraq, has just captured Jerusalem and exiled some youths to his country. Daniel chapter 1, please.
在但以理第一章，我们来看第一章。我们看到巴比伦现代的伊拉克征服了耶路撒冷，然后放逐了很多年轻人去他自己的国家。
They were to be educated in the University of Babylon for 3 years so that they would learn a new language, new literature, new culture, and use their skills and their talent to serve the king of Babylon.
那些年轻人在巴比伦的大学需要学习三年，他们会学习新的语言、新的文化，还有新的文学，好让他们能够服侍巴比伦王。
They even had their names changed So that their previous identity would be completely erased.
他们的名字也被替换了，所以他们原先的身份完全消失了。
Daniel, whose name means God is my judge, was changed to Belteshazzar or Bel protect the king. Bel being one of their local idols or gods.
但以理的名字意思是上帝是我的审判，但是呢现在他的名字被换成了伯提沙撒，那个意思是巴利保护君王，巴利呢是巴比伦的一个假神。
The Bible tells us that Daniel and his three friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, were all youths, without defect, good-looking, and possessing extraordinary wisdom and knowledge.
圣经告诉我们，但以理与他的三个朋友哈拿尼亚、米沙利和亚撒利亚都是非常英俊聪明的年轻人。
During their training, they tried to brainwash Daniel and his friends.
在他们学习过程中呢，巴比伦人试着洗他们的脑。
But Daniel, in chapter 1, verse 9, let's read this together.
我们来读但以理书第一章第九节。
Now God granted Daniel favor and compassion. First Daniel chapter 8.
第八节。
But Daniel made up his mind that he would not defile himself with the king's choice food or with the wine which he drank. So he sought permission from the commander of the officials that he might not defile himself.
但以理却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。
So we learn that Daniel made up his mind to not defile himself, even with a simple thing like the king's choice food or with the wine.
但以理决定他坚决不会玷污自己，就连像酒和食物那么简单的他也不干。
You see, deep down inside, Daniel was committed to honoring God with his life.
在他的心里，但以理决定一生荣耀上帝。
Even when his country had just been conquered and the temple destroyed.
虽然他的国家刚被打败，而且圣殿也被毁了。
Even when most people would think that nobody was looking or that it would not be a big deal.
就算觉得没有人会看见他，或者觉得人家觉得没有什么大不了的。
It mattered to Daniel.
但以理不会动摇。
The reason why Jerusalem had been captured and the temple destroyed was because the Israelites had disobeyed God in the first place. They worshipped idols and was now being disciplined.
为什么耶路撒冷会被打败呢？为什么圣殿会被摧毁呢？那是因为以色列人不愿意顺服上帝，他们敬拜偶像，所以现在上帝要给他们惩罚。
Daniel knew that the king's choice food and the wine was going to defile him, most likely because the food had been sacrificed to idols, or perhaps the food was unclean, as we know from Leviticus chapter 11.
但以理知道他的国王给他的酒和食物是会玷污他的，那最大的可能是什么呢？那些食物也许被曾经被献给了偶像，或者那些食物是不洁净的。我们可以看利未记十一章。
In Leviticus chapter 11, we learn that the unclean foods are, for example, pork, fish without scales, or birds like seagulls.
所以有一些不洁净的动物，例如是猪，或者是没有鳞片的鱼，或者是有一些鸟类，像海鸥或者老鹰之类的。
The reason for these foods is to demonstrate between clean and unclean, the holy and profane, so that we can have examples to know the difference between them.
所以这些食物不洁净的原因是为了让我们看到洁净和不洁净和神圣和不神圣的区别是什么。
Daniel and his friends asked the overseeing commander to be excused from eating the choice food and the wine, and to be tested for 10 days by only eating vegetables and drinking water.
但以理和朋友们问管理他们的太监长说，能不能不吃国王给的食物和酒，然后只吃蔬菜和喝水十天，看他们十天后情况如何。
And after 10 days, the overseeing commander saw that they were healthier and fatter than the other youths, and so they were allowed to continue with their diet of only vegetables and water.
所以十天后太监长看见了但以理和他的朋友们看上去比其他人还要健康，而且还长胖了。 所以呢，从此以后，他们就允许但以理和他的朋友们只吃蔬菜和喝水。
So yes, it's true. Vegetables and water can make you fat, and that is why I avoid eating them as much as possible.
是的，吃蔬菜和喝水会让你长胖，所以呢，我尽量不吃。
Okay, maybe that's not true.
开玩笑。
But God blessed Daniel and his friends' decision to honor him with their diet and made them healthier than all the other youths with only vegetables and water. This was an absolute miracle.
上帝因为但以理一行人对他的尊敬和荣耀帮助他们，让他们保持健康，甚至比其他的年轻人还要健康，这是一个为但以理施行的神迹。
The Bible tells us that after Daniel and his friends finished their 3 years of education, they were presented to the king of Babylon, who found them to be 10 times better than any of the other youths.
但以理一行人毕业之后呢，巴比伦王看到他们，觉得他比任何的其他年轻人都好十倍。
So Daniel and his friends were quickly promoted to the king's personal service.
他们很快就被升职，成为了国王的私人厨师。
When we come to Daniel chapter 6, this is almost now 70 years after his capture and exile to Babylon.
当我们读到但以理书第六章时，但以理已经在巴比伦住了快70年了。
A new king from the Medes and Persians, King Darius, has now just come to power.
一个新王，波斯和马代王大流士上了宝座。
And as I mentioned before, he is looking for 120 satraps or local governors to look after his kingdom.
他在寻找120个人来管理他的新国家。
And Daniel did such a great job that King Darius wanted to promote him to be the prime minister over all of the satraps.
但以理的表现非常的优秀，所以呢，大流士王想让他当总理，来管理所有的检察长和总督。
Can I ask you a question?
问你一个问题。
When you are at work, do you do the best job you can for your employer?
你在工作时你会尽力而为吗？
Even if they are a corrupt government.
就算你的老板是一个腐败的政府。
Daniel did exactly that. He worked hard and was diligent and served Darius well.
但以理做到了，他是刻苦的工作，是一个好员工。
Why?Because Daniel was not just working for the king, he was doing his work as unto the Lord.
为什么呢？因为但以理不仅仅是为了国王工作，他是为了上帝而工作。
He was honoring God by doing his job well.
他的功劳为上帝带来了荣耀。
That was why the other satraps wanted to get rid of Daniel because they were jealous of him.
因为但以理的成功，其他的管理人不喜欢但以理，他们嫉妒他，所以他们想把他给杀掉。
They observed and watched Daniel's work carefully, but they could not find any corruption or negligence in his work.
他们仔细地观察但以理，但是找不出任何的破绽。
However, they knew that Daniel prayed 3 times a day.And they set a trap to get him killed by asking Darius to pass a new law.
但是他们发现但以理每一天都会祷告3次，所以呢，他们想出了一个能杀死但以理的计划。
They encouraged the king to pass a law that whoever makes a petition or prays to any man or god for the next 30 days would be cast into the lion's den.
他们建议大流士王颁发一条新的法令。在30天以内，如果任何人向其他的人或者神明祈祷，都会被扔进狮子坑。
King Darius was probably proud and thinking to himself that this was a good idea, not realizing that it was a trap to get rid of Daniel.
大流士王觉得这是一个很好的主意，他也许很自豪，但是他并不知道这是一个为了杀但以理而设置的陷阱。
So let's look at Daniel's reaction.And his response in Daniel chapter 6.
好，我们来看但以理书第六章。
And verse 10.
第十节。
Now, when Daniel knew that the document was signed, he entered his house, now in his roof chamber. He He had windows open toward Jerusalem, and he continued kneeling on his knees 3 times a day, praying and giving thanks before his God, as he had been doing previously.
但以理知道这禁令盖了逾千，就到自己家里，他的楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷，一日三次，双膝跪在他神面前祷告感谢，与素常一样。
Daniel knew about the document that was just signed, that he would be breaking the new law that King Darius had just passed and would be thrown into the lion's den.
但以理知道他这是在犯法，知道他这样就会被丢进狮子坑。
Yet he went up to his room with windows facing Jerusalem and prayed and gave thanks to God, just as he had been doing 3 times a day.
但是他还是到他的房间，窗对耶路撒冷，祷告感谢上帝，就像他每一天都做的那样。
His prayer is actually recorded for us later on in Daniel chapter 9, if you wish to read it for yourself later.
他的祷告被记录在但以理书第九章，你们想看的话呢，可以自己去看。
Daniel showed great courage in continuing with his prayers to God.
但以理因为他继续向上帝祷告是非常的勇敢。
And he showed great faithfulness by praying 3 times a day with thanksgiving to God.
他的信心非常的大，因为他每天都祷告三次感谢上帝。
What can we learn about what can we learn from Daniel today?
我们今天从但以理学到了什么呢？
Do you feel that we live in a country where the education system, where the culture, where the language and the literature honors the Lord?
我们是不是住在一个教育、文化、语言和文学方面都荣耀上帝的国家？
I have Christian friends who have children in the public school system, and they are very grieved, they tell me, by what they are teaching their children in public schools today.
我有一些基督徒朋友，他们的孩子去公立学校上学，然后呢，他们在学校里学到的东西让他们家长们非常的伤心。
What about our universities? I see some people here that go to our universities here. What are the acceptable practices and behaviors promoted in our universities today?
那我们的大学呢？我们现在今天可以看到一些大学生在大学里能接受的行为是什么？被鼓励的行为又是什么呢？
What about the laws that our government are passing? Are the things that they have recently been legalizing honoring to God?
我们政府发布的法律呢，有一些刚被合法化的东西是否荣耀神？
Just like in the days of Daniel, I'm afraid it is very difficult for a Christian today to live a godly life if they want to please God.
就像在但以理的时代，很可惜，现在想要当一个荣耀上帝的基督徒是非常不容易的。
But thankfully, we can learn from the Bible. Let's turn together now to Psalm 119.
但是幸运的是呢，我们可以从圣经里学习。我们来看诗篇119章。
Verse 9-12.
第九节到第十二节。
How can a young man or a young woman keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word. With all my heart, I have sought you. Do not let me wander from your commandments. Your word I have treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes.
少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？是要遵行你的话。我一心寻求了你，求你不要叫我偏离你的命令。我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。耶和华，你是应当称颂的。求你将你的律例教训我。
These are great verses to remind us that we need to treasure God's word in our hearts so that we would not sin against him.
这些经文提醒我们要用心珍惜上帝的话语，因为他们会提醒我们不要犯罪。
2 weeks ago, our brother Randy Amos reminded us to regularly read and study God's Word so that it can transform our minds and our hearts and influence us to honor the Lord.
两个星期前，我们的兄弟 Randy Amos 提醒我们要经常读圣经，因为那会改变我们的头脑以及我们的心意，让我们去荣耀上帝。
Let's turn next to Romans chapter 12.
我们来看罗马书第十二章。
Romans 12 verse 2 says this, And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化， 叫你们查验为何神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So God's word cleanses our minds, and it recalibrates our path, so that we can be going back into the right direction.
上帝的语言会改变我们的心意，然后它会转移我们的道路，让我们向正确的道路前行。
So the song that we teach our children, read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow, 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 that is very true.
我们有一首儿歌教我们的小孩子们每天都读圣经，每天祷告，你就会成长，成长，成长。
Daniel, he purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the king's choice food and wine.
但以理决定他绝对不会用国王的酒与食物玷污自己。
So here's the question. How can we purposefully keep ourselves from being defiled by the world?
那我们怎么样才能不被这一个世界玷污呢？
I would like to suggest to you that what we watch, what we hear, what we think about, and the friends that we spend time with, all these things can help us grow closer to the Lord or push us away from God.
所以我对你们的建议是呢，我们看见的、听见的、想象的，还有我们的朋友们都可以帮助我们更加亲近神，或者是相反，让我们远离神。
Are we spending our time well in what we watch and read and listen?
我们在好好用我们的时间吗？我们看见的和听见的是有意义的吗？
Does it lead us to behaviors that can be described as the fruit of the Spirit, such as what we have found here in Galatians 5:22 and 23? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control.
所以我们的行为会让我们的行为结果子吗？圣灵所结的果子，我们看加拉太书第五章第22节，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
So do the things we allow into our minds, into our lives, lead to the fruit of the Spirit?
我们所接触的东西有引导我们去结圣灵的果实吗？
Or do the things we entertain lead us to the deeds of the flesh, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and the things like these of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians 5:19-21.
我们接触的东西会引导我们去做属肉身的行为吗？行欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、竞争、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。这是加拉太书第五章19节到21。
So here's a serious warning from God that those who practice these evil deeds will not inherit the kingdom of God.
上帝的警告就是，做任何这些邪恶行为的人都不能承受上帝的国。
How encouraging it is to see Daniel as a young man wishing to honor the Lord as he grows into an older man, still strong in his faith and dedicated in his prayer life.
看到一个像但以理这样信心满满的年轻人，到年老也继续荣耀上帝，天天祷告，是多么的鼓舞人心。
God rescued Daniel from the lion's den that day.
上帝在那一天把但以理从狮子坑里救了出来。
There wasn't even a scratch found on him.
他连一点轻伤都没有受。
As a result, Darius issued a new decree and told everyone in his kingdom to fear and tremble before the God of Daniel.
大流士看见这事，所以他发了一个新法令，告诉他王国里的人，所有人都要敬畏但以理的上帝，在但以理的神面前胆战心惊。
And that he rescues and delivers and performs signs and wonders in heaven and on earth.
而且他庇护人，搭救人，在天上地下行神迹奇事。
Darius is right. God does rescue and save.
大流士是正确的，上帝的确庇护搭救。
He did that by sending his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world over 2018 years ago.
2018年前, 他把他的独生子耶稣赐给了我们。
And this is that good news that we can share with our friends and neighbors today.
这就是我们可以和我们的朋友们、邻居们可以分享的好信息。
The Lord Jesus Christ was born of a virgin 2018 years ago, just as we are being reminded of this Christmas season.
2000年前，主耶稣生于一个处女，这就是我们的圣诞故事。
And when he was about 30 years of age, he went to the cross, took upon himself the penalty for your sins and my sins, and suffered and died for us.
他差不多30岁时，为你我的罪死在了十字架上，他为你和我而死。
Romans chapter 5 verse 8.
我们来看罗马书第五章第八节。
But God demonstrates his own love towards us, that in while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
God loves us.
上帝爱我们。
And in order to receive his forgiveness, we need to repent of our sins and personally trust in the Lord Jesus as our Savior.
如果我们想要得到他的饶恕，我们需要认罪悔改，并且承认耶稣是我们的救主，而且全心信任他。
The Lord Jesus not only died, but he rose again from the dead, the Bible tells us.
主耶稣虽然是死了，但是三天后呢，他从死里复活。
Proving himself to be the Savior of the world and the one who can grant eternal life in heaven.
他证明了他是这个世界的救主，而且他可以赐给我们在天堂里的永生。
Acts chapter 2, verse 21.
我们看《使徒行传》第二章第二十一节。
Bible tells us, and it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
在那时候，凡求告主名的就必得救。
I would like to invite you.
我来邀请你。
Will you trust him today and call upon the name of the Lord Jesus to be your Savior?
你愿意相信他吗？你愿意相信主耶稣基督是你的救主吗？
I hope this story of Daniel will encourage us to walk closely with the Lord so that people around us can see our good behavior and give glory to God.
我希望我们今天讲的故事能够鼓励大家更加接近、亲近我们的主，让我们周围的人看见我们的好行为，因此荣耀上帝。
We don't want our good behavior to attract attention to us, but to shine the light to the Lord Jesus so they would be attracted to him.
我们的好行为不应该给我们自己得到荣耀，反而我们应该把荣耀归给我们主耶稣，让他吸引我们周围的人。
I hope that is an encouragement to all of us this morning.
我希望这一个故事呢是为大家带来鼓励的故事。
Daniel, you can pray. You can pray and I'll close after you.
Chinese?
Yeah, Chinese.
Chinese, okay. 好啊，我们的主啊，我们感谢你，今天我们能自由的来到我们教会里去敬拜赞美你。啊，我们感谢呢，感谢你2000年前让你的独生子耶稣把他赐给了我们，然后呢，他死在了十字架上，把我们的罪洗清了。现在我们跟你呢，有了正确的关系。如果我们愿意接受主耶稣做我们的救主的话，我们就可以和你在天堂度过永生。今天我们感谢你赐给我们这一个圣经，给我们看到了但以理的这个故事。但以理是一个多么好的一个信徒，请你保守我们，帮助我们，也能像但以理一样，就算在一个不喜欢上帝、敌对上帝的国家，也能够活出一个这么好的生命，这么荣耀神的生命。啊，我们以上祷告是奉基督耶稣名求，阿门。
Heavenly Father, we just thank you again for the story of Daniel that we have briefly looked into this morning. Thank you for this man of integrity and throughout his life, how he wanted to honor you and not defile himself with the world, and how he had such good practices of praying and giving thanks to you 3 times a day. We just pray that we can be encouraged by his example, and for us to carefully think about our own lives and to examine ourselves so that we too can live lives of integrity, so that when we go into a world and when we do the best that we can, we are doing it as unto you and for you, and that people will see that and be attracted to knowing more about the Lord Jesus, that you get the glory, that they desire to see the light that is shining on the Lord Jesus and be attracted to him. We pray for us all here this morning as Christians, as believers, to follow after you in like manner. But for those who may not have trusted you or know you yet, we pray that they would think of the invitation to trust you this season, to trust you today, to ask you to be their Savior, to turn away from their sins and to repent, and to come before you with humility and in repentance for you. And so we just thank you again for this opportunity this morning to share and to present this word. And thank you for my brother Danny, and thank you again for this privilege of working together. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.